The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Singapore, they say, Jason, is just concrete jungle.
But did you know, Manisha, that tucked somewhere on the west side of Singapore is an urban insect farm? It's the first of its kind in Singapore. Insecta. It rears the black soldier fly and turns its larvae into biomaterials.
The urban insect farm is aiming to close its seed funding round by the first quarter of this year. So how can these black soldier flies help save the earth?
Yes, and what are Insecta's plans for the funds they hope to raise? We have in the studio Chua Kai Ning. She's the Chief Marketing Director of Insecta. Welcome to the Breakfast Huddle. Welcome to Money FM.
Hi, morning. So happy to be here.
We are intrigued. You've got to tell us exactly what Insecta is and tell us all about it.
Yeah. All right. So Insecta is Singapore's first insect farm where we're rearing the black soldier fly. What we do is we take in food waste, we feed it to our black soldier flies, and they turn it into valuable biomaterials. So black soldier flies are not a pest. They do not bite, they do not sting, and they are native to Singapore.
Native to Singapore. And there aren't many species that you could say that.
Yeah,
about.
Exactly. This is an education. What was the inspiration behind it? How did this start?
Yeah, so before that, I actually want to introduce to you guys the superheroes of the farm. I brought them here to the studio today.
Got a paper bag that she's opening here in the studio.
I have to admit, I was very intrigued when Kai walked in the room with this paper bag.
Intrigued or nervous?
Well, all right, I admit it. I was a bit nervous. Oh my goodness. Okay, so she's brought out a plastic box. And she's opening the box, which is full of maggots.
That's not noodles, is it?
Those are not noodles. Those are moving, and they are maggots. All right, what's going on inside this box, Kai?
So these black soldier flies, they're responsible for all the important tasks on the farm. The reason why they're such good at recycling food waste is because they eat so quickly and so fast. They can eat up to 4 times their body weight in food waste a day. And we're just going to demonstrate how quickly they do that today.
So there's a bit of a smell, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a smell because they've been in their box all night.
Okay, so what's that you've got? You've got some tomatoes.
Yes,
there's
got
a
some
small
tomatoes.
Plastic container. She's taking tomatoes out of that, putting them.
She's put the tomato
on top,
into the plastic box where the black soldier flies are just squirming around.
Yeah.
And it's almost like the tomato is about to disappear into that.
Wow, that's pretty impressive work.
So what we're going to do is we're going to close this and give them a little bit of time to eat it. And at the end of the segment, we're going to take a look at what the tomatoes look like. So you saw the tomatoes went in whole, right? They're whole right now. Okay, and then we're going to take a look afterwards just to show you guys how quickly they eat.
Wow, that's incredible.
So there is a lot of action going on.
There
in
is. Action is the word with a capital A. So tell us where Insecta's urban insect farm is located. What's the difference between an urban insect farm and a normal one? I want to know that.
Okay, so we're located in Queenstown. At Jalan Penjara, we're in a really urban area.
I was going to say, that's pretty close to what you say the centre of Singapore is.
Yeah. So the whole idea behind Insecta is the creation of something we call a circular economy. The circular economy can be summed up as nothing goes to waste. In particular, we are targeting our food supply chain and food waste. So food waste is a huge money and carbon sink. It costs a lot of money to deal with. We have to transport it. It's very, very heavy. And then after that, we have to incinerate it. And this incineration process costs taxpayers a lot of money because food waste is mostly water. When we are incinerating our food waste, we're spending money to boil out the water before it can turn into ash and be put in our landfill. So instead of burning all these nutrients and calories inside the food waste, why not feed it to something that can recycle it and put it back into the economy as a product? And that's where the black soldier fly comes in. It turns a negative value product, food waste, into a positive value product.
This is brilliant. You know, this reminds me of something, a guest that we had previously on the show, and we were talking about sustainability, and he said, nature doesn't waste, human beings waste.
Definitely.
And you know, this is such a good example of, you know, how nature, we're harnessing the power of nature. I mean, I'm really curious to know the genesis of this. And it's not like you just sat with a friend and had coffee one day and said, how do we save the world? How do we eradicate food waste? How did this come about?
So, like you said, nature doesn't waste. And I guess as farmers, we are very in tune with nature. We know how animals and how the ecosystem works. And food waste is particularly bad in Singapore. We are so affluent a country, we can afford to throw away food. And yeah, like I said, it's such a big money waster, and it's so bad for the environment, especially when you're burning all of that up, that we did a bit of digging and we realized this, the potential of this black soldier fly to reduce food waste. They've been here for millions of years. The solution has been sitting under our noses all the time.
Let's talk about this black soldier fly that you brought in. Its larva turns into biomaterials. It's called chitosan. How does this work?
Black soldier fly larvae are super versatile. At the moment, some of the products being made from them are animal feed to feed our livestock, as well as fertilizer. But of particular importance to insecta are biomaterials, high-value biomaterials. And one of them is called chitosan. So chitosan is a material that is used in many industries at the moment, ranging from pharmaceuticals, cosmetics, building materials, and even wastewater treatment. And it's found naturally in fungi, insects, as well as crab and shrimp shells. So the reason why it's so useful is because it's strong, it's antifungal, it's antibacterial, and most importantly, it's biodegradable. Yeah, for example, you can find it in like medicine to reduce blood cholesterol. Right now, it's being used in bandages, sutures. So it's very important to these industries. And the thing is, what sets insecta chitosan apart from traditional chitosan is its purity and sustainability. Currently, chitosan is traditionally derived from crab and shrimp shells, and this is a very pollutive industry.
Mm.
Yeah, it tends to be very high in toxic heavy metals, and this is found in the chitosan derived from shrimp and crab shells.
We're speaking to Chua Kai-Ning. She's the Chief Marketing Director of Insecta. And Insecta is aiming to close its seed funding round by the first quarter of this year. So what are the plans for those funds in particular?
So the funds are slated to go into R&D in our chitosan, as well as develop other biomaterials down the pipeline. One of them is an organic semiconductor, probiotics and protein. And the funds will also go into moving our product from lab to market.
What are some of the challenges that you face getting investors? I mean, is agritech a big thing in Singapore as yet?
I think the agritech industry is growing in Singapore, especially as we move towards cleaner ways of producing our food. But some of the challenges we do face is the fact that this black soldier fly farming or insect farming in general is so foreign to investors. It is a very new concept. It's a sunrise industry. But still, it's up and coming. So if investors are not very familiar with this topic, yeah, we get lower confidence in it. Yeah.
Well, I think it's time to bring out the container and see how it's going with those black soldier fly larvae and the tomatoes. We put it in, I guess, a few minutes ago.
Like 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, just about.
Approximately, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe just explain what you're doing. You're opening the top of this container.
Everyone's lined up here with their cameras in the studio.
Yeah, we're showing it on Facebook, and we're going to post some pictures on Instagram as well. So
you can see, you can barely see the tomato anymore. Look, pulp is gone. We're just left with the rind and the skin.
Yeah, so these...
Yeah, it's pretty much disappeared. I mean, I can see one piece of tomato left. There are about four or five that went in there.
Yeah, that's pretty good work. So what does that tell us? Just recap in case someone hasn't heard the first part of this segment, why this is so good for Singapore.
Yeah, so it's very important that the black soldier fly reduces food waste quickly to make things efficient. And we are very excited to share the knowledge about black soldier flies with Singapore. So we do have outreach programs, education programs, as well as tours and workshops. You can come to the farm and see this for yourself and basically have a good morning touring Singapore's first insect farm.
I had another question, actually, which was, I mean, all of us every day we're producing loads of food waste in our kitchens.
Mm.
I mean, where do you get all of your food waste from? Can we bring our food waste to your farms?
So at the moment, we don't take in food waste from the public. We do take in a type of waste called pre-consumer food waste. This is food waste produced by food manufacturers. They're usually byproducts of the food manufacturing process, and we take this in. We take in around 6 to 7 tons of food waste a month. So the logistic challenge of taking small little amounts from household, it's not something we're doing at the moment.
And how many black soldier flies do you have?
Would say just the adult flies, over 1 million.
And this is native to Singapore, right?
These are native to Singapore. We are completely biosecure. Our flies don't go out. And maybe a few million more larvae inside the farm. So it's a sight. It's definitely a sight.
What's the future, though, for Insecta? And if this went on a larger scale, what do you think this could mean, not just for your Insecta, but also for, you know, recycling food waste?
So we do hope to be a leader in the field of insect-derived biomaterials and show the world that a circular economy makes economic and ecological sense.
Yeah, I'm really taken by this. I was really nervous about this.
Do you want to touch on?
Before you...
Oh, no.
I'm all right. But yeah, just getting up, like, there you go. Kai has just put her hand straight into those.
She's brave.
Yeah, and
I don't think I'm ready to do that.
Used to it every day.
Yeah, she's used to it.
I'm not good with the creepy crawlies. I'm going to admit
it. I'm Australian. I should be, but I'm not. Well, it's been a fascinating segment. Chua Kai Ning, Chief Marketing Director at Insecta. We really wish you the best of luck with Insecta and the black soldier fly. Who would have known that's a species native to Singapore? How about that?
Could save us all.
Yeah, thanks so much for being our guest on Money FM 89.3.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.